US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome here to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We're in game 89, just underway. The first pitch One ball, no strikes delivered by Edgar Sanchez. Sanchez being received by Joe Mack for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Here's the pitch, hard hit to the right side. It squeaks through the infield into right. So Austin Callahan will lead the Tortugas off with a base hit here in the first. Catch you up quickly as we are here on Tuesday, game one. This will be a six-game set. I know you tuned in with me this past weekend. It was a short three-game set where you saw those 3-4 games, and now we've had the six-game series this season and last season here at the Dean. It is a cloudy day. One on here for the Tortugas. Sanchez on the hill, 5-3 on the season. He's tied with the team lead in wins here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. Ball delivered, one ball, no strikes to Jay Allen the second, who's out of John Carroll High School. His hometown is Fort Pierce. Just up the road, here's the 1-0. Righty on righty matchup as that ball goes low and away. So receiving Sanchez is Joe Mack. At first, it's Zach Zubia. The second baseman is Javier Sanoa. Yidi Capé is at short. Carlos Santiago at third. From left to right in the outfield, we have a pair of Allens. Tanner in left, Brady in center. Jorge Caballero is in right field. Defensively for the Jupiter Hammerheads, that's how they stack up. Behind home plate, it's Chad Westlake, and Jared Durson is the umpire around the base pass. Three straight balls, here's the pitch, swing and a miss at 93. So for the Tortugas, the starting lineup is Austin Callahan. He's a lefty batting .306. His average just went up as he's at first base with a base hit. The center fielder, Jay Allen the second at .233, is at the plate. Another fastball high at 92. He swings and misses. And immediately, Mack throws down to first base to check the runner, Callahan, who has stolen a couple bases but has also been caught stealing twice. So after Callahan and Allen the second, it's Hayden Jones, the catcher, at .243. He'll bat in the third spot. Yaisel Pino will be in the fourth spot, the cleanup spot for the Tortugas. He's a designated hitter tonight for Daytona. Michelle Triana, the first baseman, will be in the fifth slot. Batting sixth for the Tortugas is the shortstop, Braylene Minier. As the ball comes inside, and it might have actually nipped Jay Allen the second, or fouled off. Swing and a miss. He will go down, but it looks like it did hit him too. He's got white and powder blue spikes. And that almost kind of matches the teal and white, very light glove by Sanchez. I don't know if that would be legal in the big leagues right now, because that white glove, it's a white, light gray. Inside, though, it's a teal blue. Kind of blends in with his uniform and the ball. At the plate, it's Hayden Jones will bat from the left side, and he fouls off a ball off his hand or very close to it. It's stinging. He leans down and takes a few steps. So Jay Allen is retired. Runner at first base is Callahan. At the plate, it's Jones with one strike on him. 0-1 the count. So where were we? We've got through the sixth spot, right? 7, 8, and 9 for the Tortugas. The left fielder, Rafael Franco. The right fielder is Fidel Castro in the eighth spot. And then Luis Chevalier, the second baseman, will bat in the ninth spot for the Tortugas. So it's Callahan, Allen the second, Jones, Pino, Triana, Minier, Franco, Castro, and Chevalier. We've got two South Florida products here, as I mentioned, Jay on the second from Fort Pierce. And then also Pino is from Miami, Florida. The pitch, and that one misses outside, or at least that's where they're residing right now. So we're calling them Floridians. The stadium lights might be on or turning on very shortly. The sky is very cloudy, and it has been raining off and on all day here in South Florida. Here's the 1-1 lifted up into the air to right field. Back is Caballero at the wall. He watches it go over the fence. That's a two-run shot that gives the Tortugas an early 2-0 lead with only one out. Sanchez, as we mentioned, with 5 wins, 3 losses, has only allowed 3 home runs this season in 68 innings, and now that's home run number 4 that he has allowed. He does have a 4.10 ERA. So Hayden Jones with his 6th homer of the season, and now he has driven in 23 runs, scored 24.
How about it? The designated hitter, number 25, Yasel Pino.
Tortuga is coming in with a one-game win streak. The Hammerheads, a one-game losing streak. Both teams last playing on Sunday. The Tortugas facing the Palm Beach Cardinals, actually. They were up for the weekend series, and they beat the Cardinals on Sunday. And the Hammerheads took the series against the St. Lucie Mets, but lost on Sunday. That was an 8-3 loss in favor of St. Lucie. One ball, one strike, one out at the plate. It's Yasiel Pino, as we mentioned, resides in Miami, Florida. The kick, breaking ball inside for the strike at 81. Two balls, two strikes, one out, fastball at 94. The Tortugas are 37-51 as that ball shoots foul to the left side. The Hammerheads 46-42. St. Lucie won the first half and actually have the best record in the East overall. The 2-2 pitch delivered by Sanchez, swung on it. That one goes foul left side also. Coaching third base is Lenny Harris. He is the bench coach for the Tortugas. Very familiar name, big leaguer that was with the Miami Marlins too. He's known as one of the best pinch hitters. He knows how to hit the ball, and that's the hardest time to hit the ball, to come off the bench after being really, you know, cold all game. You got to stay warm and ready. And he was a great pinch hitter, and I'm sure a great coach here with the Tortugas. Googie Dawkins is the manager for the Tortugas. Todd Neskatov is the pitching coach, and Daryl Brinkley is the hitting coach. For the Hammerheads, they're led by manager Angel Espada. Glenn Dishman is the pitching coach. Ty Hawkins is the hitting coach. And defensively and usually coaching first base is Nate Michaelis. Sanchez delivers, breaking ball 81, catches Pino looking after he trades bats. So two strikeouts are the two outs here in the first after Callahan led off with a single to right. And then Jones, after one out, drove him in and drove himself in with a two-run home run over the right field wall. At the plate, it's the lefty Michelle Triana. He's played in 71 games. And both teams have played well over 80, but he's been here much of the season, one of the lefties in the lineup for the Tortugas. Triana batting .211 on the season. 9 doubles, 4 triples, 6 homers, and 32 ribbies. .20 pitch, and he's hitting it back foul. We do have some fans in the stands. It is closed, no tickets sold, but family and friends of the players can attend. We also have scouts that are here in management watching the players, so it's a complex game with a few fans scattered about. It's great to see. I know there's some Tortuga fans here. I see their green caps, green T-shirts for the Tortugas. Here's the 2-2. Fly ball left side. That'll actually stay in the infield in foul territory. So we're at more like a pop-up off the bat of Triana. On the run is Mack down the third base line. He makes the grab. So Triana is retired as he pops up to the catcher. So two runs have scored here in the first to give the Tortugas the 2-0 lead. We'll head to the bottom half of the first here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Before a natural disaster at ready.gov, that's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Quiet night here at the Dean. You can also hear the broadcaster next to me, Justin Rock. Justin Rock, a staple here, one of the best broadcasters in the league, always coming on the road to broadcast the Daytona Tortugas games. No balls and two strikes for the Hammerheads. Yidi Capé is leading off, the 19-year-old. In only three games, we're here with the Hammerheads, batting 545. Righty-on-righty matchup, and that's a line drive into the netting over by the bullpen for the Tortugas in foul territory, though. After Capé is another 19-year-old. Capé is from Cuba. It's Javier Sanoa from Venezuela that steps in. He's played in 36 games here with the Hammerheads. The second baseman will bat in the second slot. Off the roof above us here, Capé. It's a foul ball. He's staying alive at the plate. No balls, two strikes. Joe Mack, a lefty, is batting in the third slot for the Hammerheads. He's the catcher. The center fielder, Brady Allen, will bat in the cleanup spot here for Jupiter. Then it's the first baseman, Zach Zubia, who has the best on-base percentage in the league, second in walks. Carlos Santiago is a switch hitter, will be in the sixth slot. The right fielder, Jorge Caballero, is in the seventh slot. Tanner Allen, who is back here with the Jupiter Hammerheads through eight games. He has a double and has scored a couple of runs, five hits. So Tanner Allen, the left fielder in the eighth spot. Then it's Anuel De Santos, the designated hitter, is another switch hitter in the lineup. So Capé, Sanoa, Mack, Allen, Zubia, Santiago, Caballero, Allen, and Santos. Pop-up stays in the infield. Calling after it is Chevalier, but then calling him off is Triana, the first baseman. Puts up one glove, makes the grab. That'll retire Capé as he pops up to first base. Trying to see if my glasses are dirty or the windows are dirty, or if they're just fogging up because it's 7 degrees in here, and I know it's got to be about 90 plus outside, even with the cloud covering. The humidity is so high. Weak chopper off the bat of Sanoa. In comes Callahan, the third baseman, on the grass. Stays with it, throws over to first in time. So Sanoa is retired as he grounds out to third. So quick outs here for the Hammerheads. Actually, Capé hit quite a few foul balls. Joe Mack, the catcher, will step in. Righty on lefty matchup as Julian Aguiar is the righty on the hill for the Tortugas. He goes outside but catches the edge at 84. The catcher's glove popped more than the radar gun showed. Another strike delivered this time. This one's at 94. 10 pitches so far, 9 strikes. Here's the 0-2, and that one's upstairs. Swing and a miss again at 94. That's it as the Hammerheads go 1-2-3 in the lineup. We'll go to the top of the second here at the Dean. Tortugas hanging on to the 2-0 lead. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here. Thank you for listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Edgar Sanchez delivers a pitch to Braylon Meunier, who's batting from the left side. He'll ground out to second to lead things off here in the second for the Tortugas. 4-3 if you're scoring at home. That'll bring up the left fielder, Rafael Franco. Franco's batting 107 through 11 games. He has three hits, scored three runs. Looking for his first double and triple, but he does have a homer on this season and has driven in two. No balls, one strike. Not much wind at all here at the Dean. For a weekend that we saw a gusty wind moving right to left across the diamond and in, my papers are flying all over the broadcast booth. Today, it's just... And I think that's how the cloud cover has just been hanging around so much all day. A little bit of flutter out there in right. Well, in, and it looks like the flag might even be wrapped around the pole a little bit. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch. Sanchez delivers. Swing and a miss. 93 inside and a little low. Nice to see Sanchez mixing things up there. Here's the 1-2. That one's low and into the ground, but protected by Joe Mack, blocked there at the plate. Taking a look at Sanchez's numbers, 21 years of age, 6'1", 190 from the Dominican Republic, 5-3 on the season, 4.10 ERA. He's pitched in 14 games. This is his 13th start here with the Hammerheads. He's now pitched in 69 and a third innings and has 74 strikeouts. Another ground ball, this over to Franco. Two down. That'll bring up Fidel Castro, the right fielder. He also bat from the left side. So with the righty Sanchez on the hill, there's plenty of lefties in the lineup. Callahan, Jones, Triana, Meunier, and now Castro. And Chevalier is the number nine hitter for the Tortugas, is a switch hitter, so he'll be batting from the left side. No balls and a strike at 87 to Castro. Line drive leaping up is Capay, and when I say leap, he was really leaping up. It looked like he jumped as tall as he is. Boy, I didn't realize he could jump so high, but still it wasn't high enough, as that was a line drive hit into left center field off the bat of Castro. So that's Castro's 21st hit in now 33 games here with the Tortugas. Boy, Capay has ups. So a two-out base hit off of Castro's bat brings up the number nine hitter. That's a pop-up, but could be trouble. Sano is going back, but Brady Allen, who covers a lot of ground there in center, comes into short left or right center and makes the grab. So Chevalier is retired as he pops up. One stranded here for the Tortugas. They come up empty. We'll head to the home half of the second. It'll be Brady Allen, Zubia, and Santiago. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Back here at Not Sunny. Usually I get to say it's a gorgeous night, and it's sunny here at the Dean, and I have not seen the sun all day. Well, actually, this morning I saw it for a brief 5 minutes as I went on my morning walk for about 5 minutes, and then the rain clouds came, and every time I went back outside, I just kept getting caught in the rain. First up here for the Hammerheads, Brady Allen. No balls, two strikes. Aguiar on the hill here for the Tortugas. He delivers at 95. That's low. So one ball and two strikes here to Allen. Brady's batting 240. The center fielder has a 12 doubles, two triples, eight homers, and has driven in 43 this season. Going outside, check swing. Does he go? No, says Dwyerson, the umpire, out on the base pass. After Allen, it's Zubia and Santiago. The Hammerheads went down 1-2-3 in the first. A pop-out ground out and a strikeout. That one's lifted into left field. Franco going after it, and it will go foul. Had enough distance, just went to the left of the Hopetown foul pole line. It's 330 down the line in left, 400 straight away, and 325 down the line here in right field at the Dean. Two balls, two strikes, the kick, the pitch, breaking ball off the end of the bat to the right side. That'll have Castro on the run, but that one will go foul. So Allen's just spraying the ball everywhere. Left field, right field, all foul, though. Now he's got to get one going down the middle. It's 400, though, like I said. Jay Allen, second, is patrolling center field for the Tortugas. Aguiar is 7-5 on the season, 3.44 ERA. He's appeared in 18 games now for the Tortugas. This is his 11th start, 66 and a third innings pitched. And he's allowed 58 hits, 33 runs, 25 earned. He's given up the long ball, 11 homers, has hit 5 batters, walked 15, but has struck out 18. Opponents batting 233 against Aguiar. On the ground, scooped up by Chevalier. Throw to first, it's in time. And Brady is retired as he grounds out. 4-3 for everybody at home. Can't wait to see you back here at the Dean. Tomorrow. What's going on tomorrow? There's so much going on here at the Dean this week. Silver Sluggers Night for fans 55 and older. You can join, but you could still come to the ballpark. Win prizes, play baseball bingo. That's for the Silver Sluggers. Pitch delivered low to Zach Zubia. On Thursday, it'll be Thirsty Thursday. $1, $2, $3 beer specials. I believe there's some soda specials too. Friday is our beach day. When you have Daytona Beach, you know the Tortugas in town, you got to have a beach day. July 29th, first pitch, 6:30. You can get in at 5:30. One ball, one strike, the kick, the pitch, and at the knees. That one will miss at 94. Two balls and a strike with one out. First 100 fans will receive a beach ball. So I wonder if we're going to have those blown up and everyone's going to you know, hit their beach balls all throughout the stands. Getting through the infield on the left side, Zubia is aboard. He always finds a way to get on board, whether it's a hit, an error, a walk. He finds a way, and he has been getting on base very consistently. When you have an on-base percentage that leads the league, you know you've been consistent. He did struggle on Sunday in the last game of the series. Struck out twice, lined out, and popped out. The game before that, though, Zach walked to get on base and an error. And then in the first game, as we have Carlos Santiago at the plate, the switch hitter, batting from the left side. Let's see, in the first game, Zach walked twice. So this is really hit, and I believe he's on maybe an error. Let's see. Oh, fielder's choice. But that was really, so that's his first hit since coming back from the All-Star break. Sure, that feels good for Zach as he's at first base. Santiago at the plate. One ball and one strike to the switch hitter. Through 19 games, he has 19 hits. One's a double, three are home runs. He's driven in 14 this season. The pitch tapped into the screen behind home plate. 1-2 the count. The Hammerheads are wearing their home whites, white tops, white bottoms. They wore all white for the weekend, too. I thought maybe they're wearing all white every day because they won their first two games, but then after losing, they're still sticking with the white. Maybe that's all they got right now. They do have some black tops that they like to mix in. Grays when they're away, but they won't be away a lot this month. The one away series that they do play, because they're here for the next 3 weeks, is actually here against the Palm Beach Cardinals. The Cardinals, they flip-flop with the Hammerheads. Full count now to Santiago as the Palm Beach Cardinals on the road. We're in Daytona, now in St. Lucie. So the Hammerheads kind of in reverse. They had St. Lucie here. Now they're inviting Daytona here. Both teams playing the same teams, just one on the road and one at home. Foul ball right side. The count remains full to Santiago. When we take a look at the division here in the East, here in the second half, the Palm Beach Cardinals are in first place with a record of 14-10. Jupiter and St. Lucie right behind, two games back. They're both 12-12. Daytona is 8-15. They're 5.5 back. It's very early, but it'll go quick because we are getting close to August and our season ends. It's like September 11th, right? It's coming up quick. Usually it's the first weekend in September. I guess I just don't even want to know when the season ends. Hopefully the Hammerheads will be in the playoffs, though. Carlos Santiago gets set. Here's the pitch delivered by Aguiar. It misses upstairs and outside. So Santiago picks up only his fourth walk. He has walked four times and has struck out 24 in his now 20th game. So that was a very patient Santiago at the plate. That'll push Zubia over to second base. So Jorge Caballero comes to the plate with two men on and only one out. Caballero through 60 games has 52 hits. 277 average as the righty steps in. Aguiar from the stretch. Looks the runner back at second, then delivers. First pitch. That might drop in for a base hit, and it does. It falls right in front of Allen in short center. He plays it well, and everybody moves up a base. Zubia at third. Santiago at second. Caballero aboard with the hit into center field. And the bases are loaded for Tanner Allen. Allen, through eight games, is 5-26. He's trying to find his comfort zone here back at the Dean. One double has scored two runs. Yesterday, Tanner was 1-3. Worked his way around some strikeouts. He's due as he has the bases loaded here with only one out in the second. So yes, the last game of the season is September 11th. The Hammerheads will be home, and it is an 11 a.m. start. They always have the early game so guys can get on the road and get home after the long season. No balls and a strike. Infield behind the runners playing in. A strike delivered at 94. 0-2 the count. It's a pitcher's count here on Allen. The Tortugas are wearing their road grays. Gray tops, gray bottoms. They have the green trimming. That ball misses inside. It's an emerald green that's trimmed in the front around their buttons. Have green lettering and have the matching green caps. They've got a great logo with the Tortuga. It was just Shelly's birthday, and the Palm Beach Cardinals mascot, Robbie the Redbird, went up to celebrate. Going way inside, the ball gets by Jones, and even though, let's see, did he get hit? Yes, he did. They're waiting to see, so that will score a run as Zubia crosses the plate. And Alan Tanner will advance to first base, so everybody advances. Zubia scores. It's a 2-1 ball game. Santiago is pushed to third, Caballero to second, and Tanner's at first. He was a hit by a pitch, so even though the ball went by Jones, it did not matter as Zubia was coming to touch home plate anyways and score. Quick little timeout as the pitching coach for the Tortugas. Noskidov goes out to the mound, talking things over with pitcher, catcher, third baseman. Right now, Santos will step in. He's a youngster, but definitely a good hitter. 51 games here with the Hammerheads, 36 hits. He has driven in 19 so far this season. Santos, the switch hitter, is batting from the left side facing the right. He goes after the first pitch. It's a fastball at 94 that goes foul. We've got the pie slice up the middle, so the chalk lines are coming out of second base into the outfield right on the grass. And so we have a slight shift on, but the shortstop is not too close to second. Here's the pitch that's on the ground, 4-6-3, and a run scores. So the game is all tied up, but Santos, who is so speedy, beats out the throw. So it will not be a double play, and that run will count, and there's only two outs. Big play here, and a good job by Santos to run out that throw at first base. Got himself out of a double play. As Caballero's at third, Tanner Allen was out at second on the force out. Santos aboard at first on the fielder's choice. And we're back up to the top of the order, and this is the hottest bat in the lineup right now. Yippee Cape, and that will drop in for a base hit into right. Caballero scores, and on the run is Santos, who went from first to third on the throw here. The throw gets by the third baseman. He's safe at third. That'll advance Cape to second base as he goes to second on the throw. So just as I was talking about Cape and how he is the hottest bat here on the team, he has had two hits in each of his first three games with the Hammerheads, and now he's got one hit here. That was a blooper into right field that drove in a run, the third run of the ball game, to give the Hammerheads the lead now. And Santos, so speedy, went first to third. First pitch to Sanoa, sounded like a crack bat. Minier at shortstop runs in, leaps, throws, and gets Sanoa out at first base. So that'll end the inning, but not before the Hammerheads take the lead. 3-2 in favor of Jupiter as we go to the top of the third here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network, and I just want to update you as we were headed to the top of the third with the Hammerheads up 3-2, and now the tarp is coming on the field, and they just announced that we're headed to a lightning delay. So stick with us. We'll see if we can get back on the air and the guys back on the field. We don't know how long it'll last, but I do see, even though there wasn't a lot of wind, it is picked up now. It's blowing right to left and gusting, and then on the right side, just coming over the top of us, there are some very, very dark clouds. So we will see how long that sticks with us. Keep up to date on Twitter at Go Hammerheads, and also I'll also try to keep you up to date. This is Lisa Pride for the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. I'll try and come back and let you know what's going on. Hopefully we can get back soon, but with the lightning delay, everybody, the fans are taking cover, and the teams have actually decided to leave their dugouts and leave the bullpen. They're grabbing all their equipment, at least a lot of them are, and headed to the clubhouse, because if they do leave things in there and it does rain a lot, boy, you don't want to come back to get it and find a soggy mess, because sometimes these dugouts will actually flood. We've got some great drainage here that it doesn't take too long to get the tarp off and clear the field and, you know, really drain it. But you don't want your bats and balls being, you know, and all your other equipment soaked in the dugout. And also, you know, in Florida, how the rain, sometimes it rains sideways with some of these storms. So it's not much production in the dugout either. So we'll keep you updated. I'll let you know what's going on. But right now we have lightning in the area. Please take cover, anybody that's listening and here. We're going to take some cover. But good news on one front. The Jupiter Hammerheads are winning 3-2 in game one of this six-game set. We're in the third inning. The Tortugas are due up to bat. And a bright note, too, if we do not return, is that we are expected to have sunshine all week. So I did mention how tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll have fans back in the stands, Silver Sluggers night, and baseball bingo Thursday. Thirsty Thursday with our beer specials and other drink specials. Friday, it's either we have movie night, all-you-can-eat night, or Dog Days of Summer. And this Friday, we will also have Beach Day on July 29th. The first 100 fans will receive a beach ball. Chance to win a signed No Shoes Nation football helmet from Kenny Chesney, too. Enjoy specialty cocktails from the Blue Chair Bay Rum all night. So that's here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And you want to find out any more information, please check out RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or give us a call here at the ballpark, 561-630-1828. So today's the 26th, right? So Wednesday, 27th, 28th, yeah, that's Friday. That is Beach Day. Just want to make sure I got that correct. Let's see what else is coming up. Saturday, we have Kids Club. You know, kids 15 and under can join. There's weekly activities. It's always fun to be here at the ballpark on Saturdays, run the bases, And then no fans in the stands again on Sunday. Sundays and Tuesdays, we have these complex games. What is coming up, too? Well, guess what? There is a dollar night on August 6th. There'll be dollar specials on food, drinks, and merchandise. That'll be when the Palm Beach Cardinals are in town. Also in August, it's Baseball and Brews on the 27th, Craft Beer Festival and tasting during the game. Daytona will be back to face the Hammerheads. Boy, you can't get enough of these teams, right? It's the Cardinals and also the Tortugas, the Mets, and the Hammerheads. All four teams are in the East Division here. And so you'll see them plenty of times. So that's August 27th. Coming up, because it's coming fast, Inflatapalooza. We have a lot of inflatables during Splash Day here at the Dean, and also on Mega Bash Day, the July 4th and or 3rd and 4th weekend, rather. But we are going to have a special day just for the inflatables. Inflatapalooza on September 9th and 10th. Well, not just one day, 2 days there. A two-day event with inflatable games and activities throughout the concourse. Lakeland will be in town, actually. And here comes the rain. Boy, is it coming down. And the skies, lots of clouds, lots of black, dark clouds out there. But yeah, you can hear now the rain probably in the microphone too, even with the music going on. I just got a note from the Tortugas broadcaster. This is their sixth straight road game with a lightning delay. So not only do we have lightning, I don't even see the lightning yet. We have plenty of rain going on, and that's why we've got the tarp and everyone's taking cover, and you can hear the rain behind me. So much going on here at the Dean. Stick with us. We will try to keep you updated and see if we can return to finish this game here today. If not, I'm not a weather, caster here, but I did take a note, and it looked like, because I'll be back on Thursday and Friday, that the rest of the week will be sunshine. Tomorrow, I know a lot of you parents out there that you've got some young players here on the team, either out of high school or just out of college, and so tomorrow I am off to take my senior in high school to get her senior photos. So that's an exciting day, and I'm sure you guys all remember that, those times, and everything that comes with this, the senior year and going off to college. So I'll be back though on Thursday and Friday, and look at the flag. Wow, it's just getting pummeled by the rain right now and trying to blow, but it's actually going straight down. But it is getting darker and darker here at the Dean. The stadium lights are on. Once again, we will be back as soon as we can. We'll keep you updated, but it is pouring right now here at the Dean, in a lightning delay and now a rain delay. 3-2, the Jupiter Hammerheads have the lead. We are in the top of the third. Stick with us here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet
because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke, corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny,
grown worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America.
Welcome back to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Just giving you an update here. We had lightning in the area. Everyone had to take cover for the lightning. Also, the tarp went on. This was the top of the third. Lots of rain came, big rain clouds. It was dark here at the Dean. And so after all of that, the rain has stopped, but the field is not playable. So we will end the night here with the Jupiter Hammerheads leading 3-2 in the top of the third. The game will continue tomorrow as part of a doubleheader. So tune in to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network tomorrow. It'll be an earlier start, so follow the Go Hammerheads or check out the website to see as far as the actual time for tomorrow's start. It will be a doubleheader, both teams playing seven innings for each game, and the continuation of this game. And like I said, I looked at the weather forecast, and it looks like it will be sunshine for the rest of the week, so fingers crossed. I'll join you back on the Jupiter Hammerheads radio broadcast on Thursday and Friday. Tomorrow, though, join the Hammerheads radio network for the doubleheader, with the Hammerheads leading here in game 1-3-2. Thank you so much for joining me here on the broadcast tonight. Lisa Pride here, wishing you a wonderful evening, and I'll see you soon. Have a great night, everyone.